Welcome to Glory and Peace Church International. Bible study will be on hiatus for the summer. Our prayer meetings are Fridays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and available only on Zoom. For Zoom, our meeting code is 851-843-5513. The passcode 945071. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating in July. Are you interested in being baptized? Let us know. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe on our social media platforms. Volunteers are needed in the cleaning department. Please reach out if you can help. On Saturday, July 27th, for our block party. There is a sign-up sheet in the back at the usher's desk. We need your help handing out flyers. On Wednesday, July 24th, 6:30 p.m. Are you available on Monday, July 22nd? Sister Sandra needs help cleaning the kitchen. Please see her for more information.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Glory Peace Church. Welcome to those online. Welcome to the familiar faces that are good to see. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's stand and start praise and worship together this morning. The Father is here, the King is here, and Holy Spirit, we just say, take over this service. In the name of Jesus Christ, we worship you this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I trust in you,
oh Lord,
Jehovah, you.
Yes, Lord, I trust
in you.
I believe,
oh, you.
I trust
in you,
oh Lord,
Jehovah, you.
I trust.
Trust in you,
oh Lord,
oh Lord.
trust in you.
I believe.
I believe.
To the chorus.
Oh, you are the God of miracles. You are the God of wonders. You are the God of powerful. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe.
Hallelujah. Hey. Hey.
So long, bye bye. So long, bye bye. Goodbye to the pain and the sorrow. So long, bye bye. So long, bye bye. So long, bye bye. Goodbye to the pain and the sorrow. So long, bye bye. So long,
so long, bye bye.
So long, bye bye.
So long, bye bye.
Goodbye,
goodbye to the pain and the sorrow. So long, bye bye.
We sing so long,
so long, bye bye,
bye bye, bye bye, bye. So long,
so long, bye bye.
Goodbye,
goodbye to the
to the sickness,
bye bye.
Goodbye to the pain,
bye bye.
Goodbye fear,
bye bye.
You are in welcome here,
bye bye.
Goodbye failure,
bye bye.
You are in welcome here,
bye bye.
I can hear you say,
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 bye bye.
Goodbye to the sorrow,
bye bye.
Goodbye to the pain.
Alpha and Omega is a miracle. you always fill my heart with songs, songs of deliverance whenever I am afraid. Let the weak now say, I am strong in the strength of the Lord. You are, Lord, my hiding place. You always fill my heart. Songs of deliverance whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. Lord, I'll trust in you. Where could I go but to the Lord? You are my shelter. You are my fortress. My present help in the time of trouble. I call upon the name of the Lord. The Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. For who is like unto thee, O God, creator of the heavens and the earth? What name is like your name, the name to which all knees must bow? Every tongue confess. Come, Holy Spirit, teacher, comforter, helper, one who walks alongside. Your peace will receive, even the peace that you have given unto us. It is not like the peace that the world gives. Father, we come to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You, Lord, are my hiding place. You always keep my life secure. Singing songs of deliverance whenever I am afraid. I will trust.
Let the weak say,
songs of deliverance, whenever I am afraid. Thank you for peace. Thank you for strength. Thank you for grace that is sufficient. Blessed be your holy name forever, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech, nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. He is going forth from the end of the heaven, and he circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The Lord, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening their eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether, more to be desired by day than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me, then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Blessed be your name, Father, forever. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified. Be magnified in the heavens. In the earth, be magnified in this temple, Jesus, be magnified.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You are welcome in this place. Welcome in our hearts. Welcome in your church. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Sing it one more time. Have thine own way, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the porter. Thou art the potter, and I am the clay. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. Mold me and make me, Lord, after thy will.
The voice I hear
falling on my ears, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Kayanda Bosha. And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. Peace I give to you. Peace. Peace. Peace like a river. Attended my soul. Maratava shakete. Have thine way, Lord. Order our steps aright. For we come to you just as we are. Receive amazing grace. No name like your name. God who sets us free and causes us to be made every with all. We abide in your love. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is good. May God grant every one of us today a supernatural encounter. As you worship Him, as you magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, may solutions come your way. Answers. God be God in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, worship team, thank you so very much. This time I'm going to call on Deaconess Loretta Loye to come lead us in our time of intercession. And I'll come back with a word of the Lord for the day.
Good morning. Wow. I think I've already had church. It's awesome. The Psalms, Everything was so awesome. God is amongst us for sure. Good morning, and as you can see, our Pastor Maria is not, she's not sick, she's just away. Of course she'll be back this week, but I'm here as a representative of Jesus Christ and of Pastor Maria and Pastor Zeno. Here to pray over the children, each and every one of them. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Thank you, Father. As you see your children here, Father, they are the future. They are your army, Almighty God. Thank you for their steps that are ordered by you, Father God. May they experience the peace that surpasses all understanding. Garrison their hearts and minds wherever they are, Father God Almighty. I thank you for your word for these children, that there is no weapon formed, fashioned of any kind that will prosper against them, here on earth, above and below. And every one of them are blessed in their coming in and their going out, Almighty God. Blessed and highly favored of you. Father God, I thank you for your goodness, and your mercy follows them all the days of their lives. And they shall success in everything that is good. They will be successful men and women of God, and they will take the kingdom for God, for Jesus is their Lord. Jesus is Lord over their lives, Almighty God. I thank you, and I cover them in the blood of Jesus right now. And I call upon the holy warring angels of God to be upon them, to go before them, behind them, above and below. Protect them always, here on the land, the sea, and the air, wherever they go. The angels are watching over them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We will hear good reports of these children represented here of Glory and Peace Church. Oh, the world shall know them, and they shall do great exploits, because they will be champions for you, Almighty God, grown here in this church under your Holy Spirit and direction. Thank you for each and every life represented here, and those that are coming and those that are not here, Father. Bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Again, good morning. Good morning. Isn't it a wonderful morning that we can get up, dress ourselves, take a breath, and get to church? That's right. Amen. We should be very thankful that we can breathe and walk and talk and see and hear. Thank you. Especially hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. Thank you, Father, for hearing ears. Thank you, Father, that we hear your Spirit only, the Holy Spirit of the living God. Thank you. I ask now that we turn to the Psalm. We've had church with Psalms. Psalms is one of my favorite books. There's so many things in there from the Old Testament, the New Testament. It's wonderful. God's Word is so wonderful, isn't it? It's so good. He's a good God. And anybody says anything different, you just tell them, you don't know my God, because you know he's good all the time. Let's go to Psalm 27. Right now, for those that have your Bibles, open them up. And I'm going to start. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Amen. Of whom shall I be afraid? Nothing can separate us from the love of God, so we should never be afraid. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Amen. Though a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Our heart should never be fear. Fear is not from God. It's the opposite of faith. So keep your faith fixed on the Lord, and you'll have no fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Amen. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock, and that rock is Christ Jesus himself. Amen. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies around about me. Thereafter will I offer in this tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Hallelujah. I will sing, yea, I will sing the praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's what we do here. We sing praises unto the Lord. We praise him. Praise the Lord, for he's worthy to be praised, worthy to be magnified, worthy of all praise. Thank you, Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. That's one of the things we should always do. Call upon the Lord in every situation, and he will have mercy. He won't do nothing till we call. We got to ask. We got to call. He wants to, but we have to call. We have to open our mouth, as we've been taught, to speak the word and to call upon him. You could be in trouble, and you just sit there, and if you don't call on the Lord, he's wanting to. He's looking at you and saying, oh, my child, open your mouth and ask me to come in. And that's where we're at. Always call upon the Lord, and he will have mercy on us. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger, for thou hast been my help. Leave me not, nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. Hallelujah. When my father and my mother forsook me, then the Lord will take me up. Amen. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. That's where we always go, the plain path, God's way. Don't go to the left, to the right, go straight to God. Deliver me not over to the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I'd believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know that's one of the greatest things ever, is wait on the Lord. We are living in a fast world, obviously, a McDonald's world, as people say, and we expect things to be answered immediately. And God does that sometimes. But sometimes he says, wait. He's got something better in mind for you. So let's always wait on the Lord, trust in the Lord in all your ways, and he will direct your paths. Thank you, Father God, for this day. Thank you for the representative of your Holy Spirit. I ask that, Holy Spirit, you brood upon every heart that comes under those doors and every seat here, Father God Almighty, and those that are coming and those that are leaving to go home, that your Spirit's with them. Thank you, Father God Almighty. They are your children. They are blessed and highly favored, and your mercy and your truth lives upon them all the time. Direct their path this week, Father God, to good success. May they always experience the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you, Father God Almighty. For those that are not here, bless them wherever they are, whatever they're doing, Father. You bless them, protect them, take care of them, provide for them. And thank you for being here with us, Father God Almighty. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Have a great week. Be blessed and highly favored of the Lord, as we've been taught to say. You say that, and it's true. Be blessed and highly favored. Anybody asks how you're doing? No matter what's going on, I'm blessed and highly favored. And see that come to pass in your life. I'm talking about experience. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Your mama is away. She'll be back in a jiffy. And she gets back, and the next day is her birthday. So let's celebrate her with Thanksgiving when she comes back. Amen? Hallelujah. 24th. July 24th is Mama's birthday. Today I want to continue with what we started with about 3 weeks ago, but this time with a slight slant. And our focus is about hearing God. Hearing God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 12, the word of the Lord says, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I've heard thy prayer, and I've chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice." There are two things about prayer or the house of the Lord, and both things dovetail together. The Bible talks about his house being a house of prayer, but it also calls it the house of sacrifice. Now, those two things have the same fragrance before God. God talks about the fragrance of our prayers, and he talks about the fragrance of our sacrifice. And if those two things are emanating the same fragrance, and they are addressed as things that are part of the house of the Lord, then we must then identify this fact that prayer and sacrifice are the same thing. Now, that's a little bit hard for us to comprehend. How is prayer and sacrifice the same thing? Well, it is the same because of this very fact. When you pray, truly pray, you are surrendering yourself to God. When you pray, when you truly pray, you're humbling yourself before God. When you pray, when you truly pray, you are saying, God, I don't have any other solutions but you. When you sacrifice, it is the same thing. You're sacrificing unto God as an expression of thanksgiving, an expression of humility, recognizing that he's the answer and the only solution that you've got. And those two things dovetail, sacrifice and prayer dovetail to the subject of humility. The word of God says when we humble ourselves before God, he will exalt us. God's perfect will for my life is that every moment I'm releasing, good smells. good scent. In my humility before him. But how do I humble myself before him? I humble myself before him when I pay attention to him. When I pay attention to him and his voice is the primary voice I want to listen to. The Word of God says to us, he says, in verse 13, if I shut heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, we spend time talking about that, that God marks us and gives us his name. He says, if they humble themselves, if they pray, if they seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. But hear this statement here. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, shall pray, shall seek my face. In other words, no matter how many other voices are speaking, thank you very much, thank you very much, thank you. I really appreciate what you have to say, but you're not the one I want to hear from. I want to hear from God. Do you know how much you can save yourself from when you are not surrendered to good ideas, but your passion is, I must hear from God. Before I do anything, I must hear from God. I have to hear from God. The advice you gave to me is wonderful, but I got to hear from God. How do you hear from God? By seeking his face. God is always speaking. God is always speaking. The thing is that sometimes I don't tune in. I'm on another channel. Last Saturday, the world was about to be plunged into a very precarious situation, believe me. It wouldn't have been funny. But as they're investigating, they are finding out that those that were supposed to protect the president were on their radios, okay, but they were all in different channels. And so they were talking, but nobody was hearing. Well, whatever it is that happened, that's for another day. Everything is going to come out. God is speaking. But if he's speaking on channel 2, and you're in channel 3, you're not going to hear him. So how do I know which channel God speaks from? God speaks through the channel of His Word. Amen? He speaks through His Word. If you want to hear God, get a hold of your Bible. As you are reading through the Word, you will hear Him. Not necessarily from the passage that you're reading from, but you're positioned, amen, to hearing Him. Did you get that? I can't hear God, I can't hear God. Open the Bible. That's how He spoke. He's still speaking. He will speak to you. He will tell you what you got to do. Because you're seeking Him. You cannot be wanting to hear from God and be reading the Winnipeg Free Press. God may use the Winnipeg Free Press to say something to you, but that's not how you're going to hear Him. God may use people to speak to you, but you've got to go and whatever it is that people say to you, go back and say, what does the Word of God say? Because there are all kinds of crazy people out there who are spouting out all kinds of craziness and saying it is the Word of God. The Word of God says, test the spirits and see. It might be a different spirit that is speaking. Last week we talked about seducing spirits. If you are not aligned with the Word of God, you are prone to being seduced. You are prone to wandering, meandering. The Word of God determines where it wants to go. Sometimes the Word of God goes through the easiest path. Sometimes it cuts through the hardest part. It will refuse to go anywhere else but through a particular path. But that path is the most difficult. God may speak to you about something, and there are so many other options. And the one that He picks for you is the most difficult. And you're saying, what is this? Why can't we do that? That's easier. But that's not the way God wants to go. He wants to go this way. But Lord, this road is blocked. Not to me. It says dead end over there. That's what the sign says. Not to me. Why do you want to go this way? Are you going to listen to me and obey me, or you want to do your own thing? If you want to do your own thing, you're welcome to it. You want to do what I want? Then this is the road you're going to go. And the way the road that the Lord many times wants to take is not a paved road. It's not a wide road. It's not the popular road. It's some side path. Why are we going this way? All the brushes are going to be cutting into my skin. I might get poked by thorns. I'm going to be climbing rocks. That's the way I want to go. But Lord, everybody's going this way. but that not the way I want for you. But those people are not bad. They are good people, and good things are happening for them. Why can't I be like one of them? You're not one of them. You mean it can be that hard sometimes? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because God has a very specific agenda for your life that you don't know. There's something He has set aside for you, something that He has put inside of you that needs to be experienced so that you can become everything God wants you to be. And if you're not listening to hear God, you'll never come to that place of peace. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, beginning to read from verse 7, 1 Samuel 3, beginning to read from verse 7, it says, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him." Now, the interesting thing about that statement is that the Bible tells us in the earlier passages of this chapter 3 that Samuel was busy serving God. Let's look closer. It says, "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision." The word of the Lord was precious in those days, and there was no open vision. It came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see, and ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. That should not happen. And Samuel was laid down to sleep. And the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." I want you to notice, the Lord called on him, and he said, "Here am I." He responded to the Lord, but he ran to Eli. That is the story of most of us. We hear God, and we run to somebody else. He runs to Eli and says, "Here am I, for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not, lie down again." And he went down and laid down. And the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. He says he did not yet know the Lord. He did not what? Yet know the Lord. And why is it saying that? It is saying that not just because Samuel did not hear, but Samuel did not identify correctly who was calling him. The voice sounded like the voice of his master, Eli. And when God speaks to you, he will speak to you through a voice of somebody that you know. That's in a position of order, a position of authority. Sometimes when God wants to speak to me, he might speak to me through my spiritual father. Or he might speak to me through another great, honorable man of God to forewarn me about something. Sometimes he may speak to me through my own voice. But whichever way, I still have to check to to make certain that it is the Lord that I'm hearing from. And how does Eli address Samuel? He says to Samuel, Samuel, after the third time, and you remember what three stands for, right? Past, present, future. His whole life. He says to him, when you hear that voice again, you should simply say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Speak, Lord. Well, the Lord is speaking already. He called his name, Samuel. So basically, the word speak, Lord, for thy servant hearing is, Lord, what do you want? What do you want? That's the best thing you can do for yourself. Lord, what do you want? What are you asking of me? Every day you wake up, ask the Lord, what is my assignment for today? Because day after day, uttered speech. Psalm 19. And night after night, revealeth knowledge. While you're sleeping, God is revealing to you things that you need to know for the day to come. An instruction. When I have a need that I don't know what to do or deal with, ask God, grant wisdom, give me insight. Where am I supposed to go today? What am I supposed to do when I get there? What am I supposed to see? And what is it that I'm supposed to say to them? Should I say anything, or should I keep my mouth shut? And God will grant you the insight, the wisdom that you need for that particular situation. And things will fall into place, and things get resolved because you are following the leading of God. But you must first seek God. Not your mind, not your education, not your resources. Sometimes we spend the resources that God intends for something else on the wrong thing because I have a need, I have this money, I'm going to spend this money to solve that problem. Did God say that? Did God tell you that? Well, it's just common sense. Well, common sense is good, but common sense is common. You need God sense. Amen? What did I say? You need God sense. And with God sense, God knows past, present, future. He knows what you're going to need that money for or those resources for, whether it is for now or for something down the line or for somebody else. Because some resources are not meant for you. They're meant to be sown. It is seed. And the enemy just come and said, use that seed to be your source. Eat it. Now you've eaten it. Now it's not enough to solve that problem. That person over there has a problem. It can't be solved. Now both of you are stuck. And you're wondering, God, what happened here? What happened here? You said you didn't ask and you didn't listen. You didn't seek. You didn't seek. Joshua learned that lesson very early. standing watching Jericho, the angel of the Lord shows up and talks to him, and Joshua says, whose side are you going to be on? And the angel says, on nobody's side. I'm not in anybody's side. What do you mean you're not in anybody's side? I'm on the side of the person who's going to listen to my instruction. Basically, that's what it is. Instructs him on what to do to get Jericho addressed, and he followed the instruction to the T, and he got Jericho. But did he do the same thing to ask God about the small little community called Ai? No, he didn't ask. He just went with the idea, the good idea. We don't need all kinds of people to go over there. Just send a handful of people over there and we'll take care of business. They got there and they ran back like a dog with the tail between their legs. Defeated. Just cleaned up. Now his ego is crushed. And he's trying to blame God. I say, don't be blaming me. There's sin in the camp. If you just asked, talk to me, you would have known that there is a problem. David wiped out the Philistines and they came back to fight him. But David did not go the way he went the first time. He stopped. He said, God, should I go after them? God said, no. What am I supposed to do? So just stay here. Watch those mulberry trees over there. When you see the mulberry trees moving, then go and fight, and you defeat them. Can you imagine David going and saying, I defeated them the first time, I'm going to do it again? He will be defeated. And then he will blame God. God wants you to always check with him. It's not like God doesn't want you to be independent. Of course he wants you to be. But he also wants you to have a relationship with him. A relationship that causes you to reflect. Hear the statements of the Lord. I can do nothing except what I see the Father. It is what I see the Father doing that I do. I don't do anything else. If he didn't show it to me, I guess that's not what he wants me to do. I'm only going to do what he has spoken to me to do. Now, this mindset, understood wrongly, could cause you to become very lazy. I didn't hear from God, so I'm not going to do anything. Well, why didn't you hear from God? Why haven't you heard from God? Are you tuned to the right channel? Because God is saying something every day. Day unto day uttered speech. He's saying something every day. And I need to align myself with whatever it is that he's saying. Because what he says is what is going to release faith into my life. Romans 10 and verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and the capacity to hear by the word of God. Is that what I told you in the first place? You want to hear God? Go to the word. It is the word of God that will clean up all the wax in your ears. You want to clean up the wax in your ears and you're putting Q-tips in there. You'll be packing it like concrete, and pretty soon you can't hear anything. You've got to flush it out. And if the wax is not coming out, you have to apply oil. Did you know that? You put oil in your ear to loosen up the wax. Then the water will come and flush it out. The water is going to do the final work, the word. But the oil of anointing will clean up the buildup of wax. Hello? So when I'm not able to hear, I will say, Lord, anoint my hearing. Is somebody listening yet? Anoint my hearing with oil. Let the wax begin to collapse. I thank you for the entrance of your word, for it brings forth enlightenment. Now this is crucial, because your hearing determines your balance also. Hello. Your hearing and your balance go together. Because in your middle ear are those three ossicles that are floating on liquid. This is not a science class, but did you know that everything about you is God-centric? Even your cells, if we were to take a cell from your body right this very moment, and we look closely to those cells, we're going to find something called a protein called lamina. That lamina is what holds you together, holds your skin, everything about you holds it together. You know the shape of that lamina? It's the shape of a cross inside of your body. Amen? When God created you, he put a cross inside of you and says, it is this cross that is going to hold you together. Every part of you is held together. Every tissue in your body, your cells are held together by that lamina. It's the glue inside of you. Why did I tell you that? I told you that to say this. There is not an aspect of you that is not after the image of God. And one of the things about God is that he hears and he also speaks. But when he created you and I, he gave us two ears and one mouth. Why? So that we can listen twice as much as we speak. But what do? We do more of this than listening. Got to listen. Because that's how faith comes inside of you. The faith that causes you to say. If you have God's kind of faith, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. Amen. And when you stand praying, he says what? Forgive. Forgive. Because unforgiveness deafens you, and unforgiveness deafens God to hearing you. Is that not what unforgiveness does? If you are unforgiving to somebody, do you hear anything they have to say? You shut them off. You block them. Now, if you want to block yourself, you allow offense. And the agenda of the enemy is to cause you to be offended, either with people or even with God. You can never hear God when you are carrying an offense. You want to hear God? Stop being offended. God did this and God did that and God did this and God did that. If you're living in that world of God did this and God did that, you're not about to hear from God. Listen to what God's word says. In John 10, 27, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, and verse 27. It says, my sheep hear my voice. And the question I must ask then is, are you God's sheep? Are you part of God's flock? It says, my sheep hear my voice. They hear my voice. And I know them. I know my sheep. They hear my voice. And how do I know them? I know my sheep because they hear my voice. Oh. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And they follow me. How does God know that you hear? You hear him, and you follow him. And these ones that follow me, I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never what? Perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My sheep hear my voice. They follow me. I know them, and they shall not be plucked out of my hand. Oh, I thought I was over there. No, no, no. You're here. You're here. And the reason you're here in my hand is because you heard my voice. And you followed me, and I carry you. I'm carrying you because you came to me. You heard my voice. You're following me, and I'm carrying you. And nobody is going to pluck you out of my hand because you heard my voice and you're following me. Hebrews 3, verse 15, tells us what we must not do if we're going to be that sheep that he carries in his hand and that cannot be plucked. He says, while it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Don't harden your heart. So many people harden their hearts. They don't want to hear it. We're in the 21st century. I don't believe that. Don't criticize me. Don't judge me. Nobody's judging you. Just don't hide in your heart. Listen to what God has to say. What does God's word say? But that's not what society believes. Society is not going to save you. Amen. Hebrews 4:7 emphasizes the same statement. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 7. It says again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long what? What is he talking about? What is he talking about? He limited a certain day. That is an appointed time. Huh? It's an appointed time that he's going to do something. It says that limited day is today after so long a time. Meaning that it's a time that you had to be patient. You've heard God, and nothing is changing. It's a long time. Be patient. Don't jump the gun. Just be patient. Lord, I don't understand. Sing it any which way you want. Just cool it. He's spoken once, and he's spoken again. Just trust him. Don't harden your heart. Don't shut him off. Don't say, I've heard that already. I've heard that. You said that before? I've heard it. I'm fed up with it. I know it. It's like little kids when they go to school and they know how to do a little math or whatever. They come back and say, I don't have to go to school anymore. I know everything. Really? You know everything. Yeah. The important thing is to learn the art of listening and obeying God and following his instruction. Staying where he wants you to stay. One of the instructions he gave at the very last time, one of the last instructions he gave to his disciples, he says, you go tarry until. Tarry until. You be endued with power. Tarry until. Don't go doing anything without having the empowerment to do it. Follow the instruction. In 2 Timothy 3, we read in chapter 3 and verse 16 that all scripture is inspired of God or God-breathed. And the word of God, the scripture, is profitable for doctrine. It is profitable for reproof. It is profitable for correction. It is profitable for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, fully equipped unto all good works. The word of God is going to equip you to accomplishing everything, furnishing you to help you accomplish everything he wants to accomplish in you and through you. Amen? In Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21, the word of God is very blunt. It tells us that he is going to direct us very specifically by his word. He says, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left, he is going to be speaking to show you the way. The word of God says, acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways and he will do what? Direct your path. How is that going to happen? When you stop hardening your heart. When you're willing to listen to what God is asking you to do. Hello? Let me share this with you. The act is not the immediate reward of your obedience. The act is your obedience. So, for example, when God is training you to listening, he may say to you, I want you to go stand at the corner of Main and Church at 2 a.m. in the morning. Doesn't make any sense. What am I going to see at 2 a.m. in the morning? That's none of your business. Just go stand there. You obey and you stand there at 2 a.m. How long am I supposed to stay here? Go home now. Oh, but I just came here. I've just been here for 10 seconds. That's what I wanted you to do. Go home. What a waste of time. No, it was not a waste of time. It was training. Did you hear that? It was training. You didn't get anything out of it. That's what you thought. But that obedience to the instruction he gave to you is the best thing for you, because that is going to generate the reward you're going to get down the line. When we're about to move into this place, when I heard God, he says, I want my money. I said, what money? Tells me what money. It was all the money that we've been saving to buy a house. For years we've been saving it. And saving, and saving, and saving, and saving, and saving. Not going too far. He says, I want my money. I said, what? That money that we've been saving. I tried to get Mama to help me out. And Mama points to the same. So we went, we cleaned out the account. It was April the 15th. The day that we're going to take possession of this place. We were short $20,000. But when I took that money out of that account, you know what happened? $20,000 showed up. I had more money. We were able to pay off the down payment that we needed for this building. But we didn't have any money to buy a house. It's gone. Our dream house, gone. But a year later, we moved into our house, paid $60,000, I guess. Less than the asking price. And there is a guy living in the house who's making offer to the same landlord, who is a Jewish lawyer. He offered $20,000 more, $40,000 less than the asking price. And we that offered $60,000 less than the asking price get the house. The guy who's living in the house kicked out. Are you with me? Listening to the instruction. And I got the benefit. I didn't have the down payment. My real estate agent turned his commission over. For my down payment. So in essence, the landlord paid for it. So in essence, we got 70 grand. Are you with me? From just listening to the instruction. If I held on to my 2,000, whatever, it was 2,500 and something. If I held on to that, I would still be renting. I would not have moved any bit. So when God says, this is what I want, I learned, give it to him. Something is coming. Hallelujah. He has something bigger on his mind. But the biggest thing is my obedience to the instruction. Are we together? Luke 11, 28. Luke 11, 28. He says, but he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and do what? Keep it. You are blessed hearing the word of God. But more than hearing the word of God, you got to keep it or obey it. That's what it is. That word there, keep it, means obey it. You hear the word of God, obey it. Do not be a forgetful hearer of the word. John 5 and verse 25. John chapter 5 and verse 25. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming. This is very crucial now. The hour is coming and now is. The hour is coming and now is. When the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall what? Live. This is not just about his return. This is for every area of your life. You hear the voice of God, you live. His word gives life to you. You follow the instruction of the Lord. Your movement has to be orchestrated by the Lord. The problem many times is we don't allow ourselves or other people to function based on the hearing of the Lord. Let me give you an example. Let's say somebody comes here right now and says, Pastor, pray for me. And I hear the Lord says, don't. And I say to the person, I can't pray for you. How long are they going to stay in church? Say, who do you think you are? Because I came and asked you to pray for me. You had the galls and the audacity, the effrontery to say you're not going to pray for me. Huh? But the Lord said, why would the Lord tell you? Am I a bad person that the Lord would tell you not to pray for me? Wait a minute. What if that's not what he wants to do yet? And I pray for you, and nothing happens. Is that going to make you feel good that God doesn't answer prayers? Because that's exactly what's going to happen. And if you don't blame God, you're going to blame me. He doesn't have the anointing anymore. No anointing. Once upon a time, if he prays, something will happen. No anointing. He's eating McDonald's hamburger with it. Look at him. He doesn't even fast anymore. Look at him. He's so big. He has a barrel. That's why. Well, the reason is not enough that. The reason is God said, don't pray. If you came and I don't pray, how much love will you still have? Or will you think, those people don't care? They don't care. Jesus was invited by Mary and Martha to come pray for their brother John. Do you remember the story? And the Bible says Jesus loved John and he tarried where he was. He did not go. Is that not what the Bible says? Lazarus. Oh, what was I saying? Oh, excuse me. Lazarus. He didn't go. He loved Lazarus and didn't go. What kind of a thing is this? And then the man died after he told them, this sickness is not unto death. Then he showed up when the guy is fully dead. like dead, dead. He shows up. Now he wants to do his thing. He said, if you had been here, our brother wouldn't have died. What are you doing here now? They were just being polite. I believe Martha wanted to give him an uppercut. Showing up here. Come on, come. So when Jesus says, roll off the stone, he says, you want to disgrace us? His body stinketh. You didn't show up and we've been feeding you. Prophet of God, right? We've been feeding you, taking care of you. And not just you, all of your crew that came with you. Then when we had a problem, you didn't show up. Now you show up and you want us to go and open that? But that's what he's hearing. And he lifts up his voice and he thanks God. He says, thank you, Father. Because I know you always hear me. But because of these people that are standing by, I say, Lazarus, come forth. Problem solved. Seemed too late. But he was on time. God is always on time. Hallelujah. Are we together? He knows what to do, how to do it, when to do it. In Matthew 4 and verse 4, he says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded forth out of the mouth of God. In Luke 8 and verse 21, he says, my mother and my brothers are those that are listening to my words. That's my mother, that's my brother. Those that are listening to my words, those that are hearing the word of God and what? Doing it. We hear, we do. We hear, we do. We hear, we do. In Matthew 7, it says, I will liken a wise man to the one who comes, hears my word, and does it. See, that's a wise man. That's a man who builds his house on the solid rock. He came, heard my words, did it. That's a wise man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The thing about the word of God, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 4. Just give me a few more minutes to wrap this up. In Hebrews 4 and verse 2. It says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being, present tense continuous, mixed with faith in them that heard it. So it's not just hearing. You've got to mix the word that you hear with faith. Now, what does that mean? The word of God says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have something called salt. Yes? Salt, chemically, is sodium and chlorine or chloride. Yes? Sodium by itself will kill you. Chlorine by itself will kill you. But those two together, you need for your body. It's good. Not too much of it, but it's good. Salt. Yes? Well, if you just have the word and no faith, it produces nothing. It's just death. All word but no faith is hypocrisy, is religion. All faith without word is foolishness. You got that? You got to have the word, and you got to have faith, and things move. That's the only way. You got to have both. Hearing the word of God, obeying it. Now, there's so much more that I need to share with you, and I will not have enough time to get there. So, let's do this. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah 40 and verse 28 through 31. The word of the Lord is this. It says, "Hast thou not known?" Don't you know? "Hast thou not heard?" Haven't you heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? I want you to notice those statements. God faints not, neither is weary. God doesn't get worn out. There is no searching of his understanding. He's too smart. You cannot say, "I got it all." He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. But they that wait, before I go there, it says, even the youths shall faint and be weary. Young people, healthy, strong. He said, they will faint, they will be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, worn out, overwhelmed by whatever problems, whatever issues come, they are overwhelmed. He says, but they that wait, they that are filled with expectation, waiting on the Lord, he says, they shall renew their strength. When they're about to get worn out, new strength. Oh, my Lord. I could tell you stories about the renewed strength of God. When you're facing a situation and it is just getting bigger and bigger by the moment, and you've done everything that you know how to do, you've expended everything, and you just want to fall apart, all of a sudden, renewed strength, and you're able to go on. He says, not only do you receive renewed strength, he says, they're going to mount up with wings as eagles. That thine alone is a message of its own. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. But wait a minute, what did verse 37 tell us? It tells us about that same characteristic being the characteristic of God, that God doesn't get weary, God doesn't faint. And God says, you want to be like me? Then you got to listen to me, hear my voice, and wait, because I have an expected, certified, limited moment. There's a time, a block of time that I've set apart. It may be a long time from where you are, but it's set apart. And when I get you there, you will have so much celebration. You will forget about all the struggles that you went through. Because the struggles, let me tell you, you couldn't have gone through them without me strengthening you. May God give you his intravenous. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Let him do something. Put himself more inside of you, so that you start moving with great power, because you have heard. You've heard. You've heard God. I know what God told me. And whatever it is that I'm seeing right now is a lie. God is my keeper. God is my provider. God is my sustainer. I receive renewed strength because I'm looking forward to that glorious day that God has set apart for me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we stop there today at this time, and I'll continue. I'm not done with 2 Chronicles 7. I'm just talking about seeking his face. Amen. Hallelujah. Rise with me. Lots of people are out on vacation, and we speak God's peace over them. And God will keep them in their travels and sustain them by his grace. Heavenly Father, thank you for the capacity to hear you and the capacity to obey you. This day, direct our path. Help us be everything that you say we can be. May we never walk through doors that you've not opened. And may we not try to force doors open that you're not ready to open. But Lord, may we always, in the wisdom of your Spirit, by the discerning graces of your loving kindness and tender mercies, be in perfect sync and alignment with your directives. So, Lord, that everything that we do glorifies you, and every step we take is a step that is orchestrated by you. And Father, in that place, we will never falter, we will never fail, for our feet is planted on the solid rock of your word. Lord, whatever needs your people have, whatever challenges they may be facing, great or small, be the God that speaks to them, to their hearing, pointing them and saying, this is the way. This is the way. Turn left, turn right. We trust in the clarity of your word. Let your anointing remove all the wax. The water of your word flush out everything that is blocking our capacity to hear. Let your word be clear in the visions that you show to us. Direct, O God, your people. Blessed be your holy name. I call you blessed in the name that is above every other name. May God's peace garrison your heart. And may the God of heaven, the God of the universe, grant you supernatural speed. And may your dreams be fulfilled as they are birthed in you by the Most High God. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a joy to minister to you this morning. At this time, let us honor God with our giving. Trust Him to guide us and help us all this week long. On Wednesday, well, let me cut off from those that are on YouTube. Call you blessed. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. And we'll see you tonight for another time in the presence of the Lord. Amen. On Wednesday, while we